Camp Ramadi in Iraq. This gentleman is Army Sergeant First Class Joe Coker, who joins us. His home station is Fort Bragg, and he's a Longhorn and a Cowboy fan. Army Sergeant First Class.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. It's Joe Coker, correct?
That's correct.
Joe, tell us about your passion for the Army. When did you decide to enlist? What was that all about? What changed your life where you said you'd have to go defend your country?
Well, I think that I've been in for 12 years, so it's been a long time since I decided to join, I think. And then when it was time for me to get done with my first enlistment, I was trying to think of anything else that I really wanted to do in life, and this seems to be what I like, so I think I have this mentality of being able to do this, and so I guess I'm going to do it until they kick me out. So.
Sounds good to me. Typically, what's your day like? What do you have in front of you as you wake up this morning in Iraq? What's a typical day look like for you?
Typically, I wake up, I try to go for a run 3 or 4 miles, and then I go into work. I have an office. I do a lot of emails, coordinations with other people from around Iraq, and also people back in the States, trying to get things done for soldiers. And then I work probably up until about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Go to the gym, lift for about an hour, hour and a half, and then go eat supper, and
yeah,
then
so you're like my,
relax
my,
in my room.
Yeah, you're like my partner, Looney. You get a run in, and then you lift weights all day.
You
must be a machine. Awesome. We're talking to Army Sergeant First Class Joe Coker. He's at Camp Ramadi in Iraq. This is Military Night on American Forces Radio. All right, let's get right to it. The Longhorns, Colt McCoy, Sam Bradford is back for Oklahoma. This is a must-win game for both programs. Bob Stoops needs it, or Oklahoma's done for the year. And Texas, they're on the road to going undefeated and trying to get Colt McCoy a Heisman Trophy. This is also a must-win game for them also.
Yeah, I think so. I think being, of course, a Longhorn fan, I think it's a huge game for us. I think if we win, of course, I think nationally people are going to look at the program. If they don't win, it's going to be very difficult to play for the national championship. But you also, Oklahoma is so good with Bradford. We won last year. But you can't ever kind of count Bradford or the Sooners out. And, of course, this rivalry goes back every single year. So I think it's going to be a really great game.
And as we wrap this up, Army Sergeant First Class, your opinion on the Cowboys, do you want to get rid of Wade Phillips as you wake up in Iraq this morning, or do you think that he's the answer with Tony Romo? If I gave you the opportunity to make one big change for the Dallas Cowboys, what would you do?
I think I would get rid of Wade Phillips. I don't think that he's a bad coach. I think that some of the things that he does is very positive for the team. But I think that they need to get a coach in there that is more aggressive.
There you go. More aggressive for a Cowboy team that's only going to win if they get more aggressive with the players they have. Army Sergeant Joe, please say hello to anyone in your family, any member of your family, friends. We'll make sure they get a copy of this. God bless you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
Who would you like to say hello to?
I'd like to say hello. Yeah, I'd like to say hello to my wife and kids. And thanks for having me on your show.
You got it, sir. Take care. God
bless you. Thanks for serving.